again over this Gemara again was. But it says again, Ki hevi yosla kaimi the Rava, when if one in front of Rava, Omalei, so Rava said to the man like this, Nichlecha de misni benecha mitznaka, do you want that your son should get fed from tznaka? So in other words, that you should support him, you should take care of him. V'loyamor and the Zoni said, like we said, we already talk nice to them, El deloyomet, where the man is not rich, drash yishen osher. Avol omid, if the man could afford it, kafinin le'akorchei. Then we force him, Rashi says, lo yeyel tzedakah v'yalma, v'afilu ein abonav. It's not worse than stam, a poor person. A poor person needs money, you have to get tzedakah, v'kafinin on this. So your own son is not worse than anybody else, that you have to support him. Apret at tzedakah. Ki ho di rova, like rova. Kefiyel rav nosam arami, he forced rav nosam arami to give tzedakah. V'yafik minei dalet me'yazuz l'tzedakah, he got out of him $400 for tzedakah. So it's not worse. You see, you can force somebody to give tzedakah. Somebody has the money. Bezdin has the right to force him to give tzedakah. So here also it's a svara to force the father to support his own children. Omar Rebbe Loi, Omar Rash Lakish, V'yushas Kinu Anusha, they made another takana, that ha'koisiv kol nechasa lebonav. If somebody, when he's alive, he writes that he's giving all his nechasim to his children, like right now, he's giving them all his property, he's giving away to his children. So Posh, he's becoming a poor person now. So the din is, who the ishta and yizayinim ahem? No, he and his wife get supported from the nechosim. You don't have a right to give away all your property to somebody, to your children, and then you go get stuck. So Rashi says, who the ishta yizayinim ahem? Fi afilu kos from yachshav. V'loy min adin el tekanos hakomim hi. Not Mikra Din, because Mikra Din, if a father writes away for a present right now and gives all his property away to his son, so the father doesn't own a penny, the father's a noni. So really, Mitzara Din, the father's allowed to go collect tzedakah. So Konas Ushu was not like that. So that you can't collect money from tzedakah. But rather, we make your yorshim, we make your children, whoever you gave this present to, they have to still support you and your wife. Mask of Lord Reb Zera. They said even a bigger thing than this. Trashi what bigdula mizu amru going amono bas v'nizoynes habas. In the case we have an amono, Rashi says, in amono the husband died, ubas and there's a daughter involved. V'nisayes habas and the daughter got married. Shafal pi shumeis v'anachosim nishtavid alakeach the rabbonin kigoyin val benichse ishtoi. Let's see more about it. What? We said greater than this. In the case where a husband dies and is left over his wife, he's meisner from his nechosif. Is if so, who be ishto mi boy? Like what's the kavachayma? Madach, when the man dies, his wife, the amona, gets supported from his nechosim, even though his son's yashin is nechosim. Still there's halacha, that the wife, the amona, gets fed from his nechosim. So chura now, when the father is still alive, avada, he has to get supported from his own nechosim. So even though he gave all his property away for a present to his sons, we said nothing doing. He can't give everything away that you're an oni now, but rather you have to get supported from your own property. To Sholach Rovin, Rovin sent the Igrite in a letter like that. Mishemes, if somebody dies, Veniach Amoni leaves over his Amoni, his wife Ubas and his daughter is Almanosa Nizonis Menachosov. The Amona also, the Amona gets supported from his Nechosim, and the daughter also. But Nises Abbas, let's say the daughter gets married, Almanosa Nizonis Menachosov, then just the Almanosa alone gets supported from the nechosim. Meisa Abbas, what's going to be if the daughter dies? Is Omer of Yehuda Bar Achoisoi, Shereb Yosi, Bar Chanino, Al Yodi Hoye Meisa? It happened to me a case like this. For Yomer, they said like this, Al Menosoi Nizainis Menachosov. They said, I was Svara, that in case where the husband dies, so his Amon, his widow, has the right to get supported from his nechosim, even though Midi writes to the sons of Yashinit. Still after tonight, Suba, the Yamona, she gets fed from the Nechosim, his who, Vishta Miboy? Then, of course, when the father's still alive, just he gave away a present to his sons, of course he's supposed to get supported. So, Lacha before was, Sumara says, Mao the time, I would have thought like this, Hosem who deleka the Torah, True, when the husband dies and leaves over his amana, the amana collects because nobody takes care of her. She doesn't have a husband alive anymore. That's what is such a takana, that the almana, the widow, has the right to get a mezainus from the nechasim of a husband. But over here, the father's still alive. Just the father gave away all his nechasim, all his property, to his sons for a present. So I would have thought, since he's still alive now, maybe the present takes place, and the father has nothing. Okay, we'll tell the father, you have to go now and work. Go make new money, and support yourself and support your wife. Is that Sechidus Kamashmul or no? That we don't say that. We say that the present doesn't take place. You can't give away all your nechasim for present, but rather we tell that you have to get fed from the nechasim. So the Gemara Boilihu, Hilchasa Kavosei or less Hilchasa Kavosei? Do we pass like this Takon and Usho, or don't we? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Rebbe Chanina of Rebbe Yonason, Hevi Kaimi, they were both sitting together. Is also who Gavra, a man came, Gochin, he bent down, Venashke, the Rebbe Yechon Nakaria, and he kissed Rebbe Yechon on his foot. He kissed Rebbe Yechon on his foot. Is Omele Rebbe Chanina, my high. So Chanina asked, like the man of Rebbe Yechon, how come he loves you so much? How come he kissed your foot? Omele, he said like this, Kaisev Nechasa Labonavu. This was a case where the father wrote a present, gave a present, all his nechasim, to his son. Kaisev Nechasa Labonav. He wrote down in the Shtar Matana to give all his nechasim, all his property, to his children. Is V'yasastinu Lizanye. Rashi says, Kafisi Yosem Bechazaka. I forced them that the children now should still support their father. So it's like this. If you tell me now that's not the halacha, then in the normal case, we say the matana takes place, and the father is called an oni, he has a right to collect stocker. The sons don't have to support him. That's why it's mashmir, Rabbi Yechanan, forced the children to support the father. But if you're going to tell me, Dina, if you tell me that's the halacha, like the Konas Usha, that you're supposed to say the matana is not chal completely, but rather the nechasim is still left over for the father to get fed from, is asinu boi? Why do you have to force him to do it? So we're here at Smashma, so why we don't paskin like this? That the din is that really the matana took place, and it's only here Rabbi Yechonin told him to feed him. Right, Omer Rabbi Loi, Loi says like this, Biyusha Hishkinu, Nushna Meir Nola Takona, somebody wants to give away tzedakah, to give money to the aniyim, to the poor people, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. You shouldn't give away at one time more than a fifth. So it's tarach lebrius, because even if you're going to give away more than a fifth, you'll become poor yourself, and you yourself will have to go around begging for money. So you're not supposed to give away more than a fifth. Tanya Nam Yachov, learn like this also. Hamevazvei, somebody gives away tzedakah, Yevazvei, Yosef Michoim, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. Why? Shema Yitzorach Labrius, maybe you'll need the people. In other words, you become poor yourself then, and you yourself will have to go around to collect tzedakah. So therefore, it's not going to give away so much. So Tayyip says, it means to say in the forest, be Yoshami, that Shepam Rishayna Yachov Levazvei Schemish. The first time he could give away one-fifth. That's the way you should do it. The first time, give a fifth of all your money. Then every year from then on, the income you make, the profit you make throughout the year, you should give one-fifth of that for tzedakah. It happened one person wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property. And his friend did not let him. Omani, who was his chaver? Rabbi Yeshevov. For Yarmulon, some say Rabbi Yeshevov. It was Rabbi Yeshevov that wanted to give away more than a fifth. For Lehenichu chaveru, Yomani, his friend did not let him, and who was his friend? Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rav Nachman, Vitaim Rav Acher by Yaakov, Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? That you should not give away more than a fifth? The Pasuk says, V'chol asher titen li asar asren l'chor. Yaakov Avinu said, whatever you give me, whatever Hashem gives me, I'll give away a tenth. So it says Lashon of Asar Asrenu, like a double tenth, which means a fifth. The Rashi says, Asar Asrenu, Shnei Yisurim, like two tenths, Hevelu Chaimish. That's like saying, I'll give away a fifth. It's not like the second tenth or the first tenth. So Rashi says the chishaklas lekama. When you take off first one tenth, poshulu test, you only left with 9 tenths left. The chihodra madlas from yesterday. When you take a tenth out of the 9 tenths, lav ki kama, it's not as great as the first tenth. V'yenkan chemish b'shneim. You don't really have a fifth between both of them. In other words, the pasuk is mashma. I'll take off a tenth first, and then I'll take off a second tenth. So that's not called 1/5. It's a little bit different. It's only 1/10 first, and then 1/10 from 9/10. So the marvel adomi yisuri basul yisuri kama. So Rav Asher Rashi says asrenu lebasro ki kama henachnami as Rashi asrenu midloit siv aser aser lechoachik kamar asrenu kerishon henachnami. The second tenth will be the same way the first tenth is. That maisesheni yia kerishon. In other words, I'll give 1/5. That's what Yaakov Avinu meant to say. Not mamish 2 1/10, then 1/10 of that, but as if to say, I'll give off 1/5 right away. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Ushmuas Halolu Mismatos Velechus.
Like these halachas that Jebeloi is saying over the name of Rabbi Shia, each one is saying over from less and less names. Like Rashi says, the first one, Rabbi Loi said over in the name of Rish Lakish, Bishim Yehuda of Rabbi Chanina. The second one, he said over, Rabbi Loi said over in the name of Rish Lakish. And Shlishis is Rabbi Loi Luchuda, he's the one saying it by himself.
V'simnecho Ketanim Kisvu, Ketanim wrote it, O Vizvizu. The word Amar Rabbi Yitzvah, he said like this, V'yushes kinu nushle menet akorna. The person has to take care of his son till he's 12 years old. Trashi Megalgul Ima means, in Misarav Melilmoid, if your son doesn't want to learn, if your Galgul Ima Benachas Udvarm Rakim, if your son doesn't want to learn, still be nice to him, don't force him like. Until he's 12 years old, you have to have patience with him and go easy on him. Mikan Bielach, once he becomes 12 years old, then Yerudim Alechayev. Rashi says, "Lirdoisay b'ritzua." Then you have to start forcing your son to learn. Over chayselachem, and don't feed him if he doesn't want to learn anymore. Then you have to force him. For the Gemara, it's not like this. V'yomalei Rav l'Rav Shmuel b'Shelis. Rav said to Rav Shmuel b'Shelis that botze mi b'Shesh. When you have a son less than 6 years old, loy tekabel. Don't bring him into the cheder. B'Shesh when he's 6 years old, kibel. Bring him into cheder to learn. To soften like ketura, and you should stuff him up like an ox. In other words, let him learn a lot of Torah, force him to learn. So here it's mashma, once he's 6 years old, you should start forcing him to learn. And here you're telling me until he's 12 years old not to force him? So Marin says, in soften like ketura, true. Havada, when he's 6 years old, start learning with him a lot of Torah. Stuff him up like an ox. Miyu, ein yaradim alechayiv. But if he rebels, if he doesn't want to, you don't force him. Ad liyachas teimas rishon, until he comes 12 years old. Once he's 12 years old, then you have to force him to learn. But if the son learns on his own, avad, you have to feed him as much as possible when he's 6 years old. From then onwards. For your boy, same, another Teretz says, lakasha, hola mikro la mishnah. One is for mikro, when he's 6 years old, you start teaching him chumish. Hola mishnah, the teacher mishnah is when he's first 12 years old. The yomar abaya, Omer Liyeh, my mother told me, Bar Shish Lemikra, when a kid is 6 years old, then you should start teaching him Chumash. Bar Esa Lemishta, when he's 10 years old, start teaching him Mishnayis. Bar Tleisa, when he's 13, Latanisa, that's when you start a fasting. Mies Liyes, she starts fasting the whole time. Over Tinoikis, Bar Teresa.
When they're 12 years old. And really Rashi explains, that's what it says here, that a Tinoik is when he's 13. Rashi says, but 2 years before that, there's the Mitzvah Chinuch, to start to make them fast l'shoyis, at least part of the day. The Rashi also explains that's what it says when they're 13 here, or when they're 12, it doesn't mean really when they're bar mitzvah ready or bas mitzvah. Because them shita, they have to fast the whole day. But it means to say the year before that, like from 12 to 13, or from 11 to 12, that last year, even that year Rashi learns midrabbonin, they still have to be mashlam though tainis, meyes liyes. Yeah, now the Gemara says vaita. Omar Abaye said that Omar Liyem, his mother told him, Hai Bar Shish, if you have a 6-year-old boy, the Tarki Le Akrovo, the Yoima de Mishlam Shis, if he got bit by a snake on the day he finished his six-year-old.
Well, if a snake bit him, the yom of the mishkum shis, on the day when he became 6 years old on his birthday, lechaya, Rashi el im loy b'refuah beduka, he won't live unless you give him a good medicine. Ma'yisu, so what's the good medicine? Merorosa, didoda, Rashi mara shal daya shakur invest. You have to take the mara, the gallbladder, rather this bird, the daya, chiyur, the white one, v'shichra, it has to be with beer. Nishvaya, let him rub it on him. V'nishkaya, let him drink it. That's the refuah to give him. V'aytahar bar sheisha. If you have a boy 6 years old, the Torah glaze dibura, har bar shasa, a kid 1 year old, the Torah glaze dibura for a hornet, a bee stung him. V'yayma de mishlam shasa, when he's 1 year old, lechai also is not going to live unless you do the special medicine. Ma yisus, what's the medicine? Atzasa de dekula, take the heart of the palm tree, v'mayin in water, nishvayo, rub it on him, v'nishkayo, let him drink it. Omar Rav Katina, kol amachnes espenoi pochas mi ben sheish, whoever brings his son like into chet to start learning when he's less than 6 years old, pochas ben sheish, rotz achro v'yena magia. So Rashi learns, rotz achro v'lihav roysoi lach yoysoi, you're going to have to make him healthy. V'yena magia mesukin ulamas m'roiv cholshoi. It's no good to make him learn, bring him into the yeshiva before he's 6 years old. But to put too much strain upon him, he'll be very weak then. And he could the army, some say no. It means chaveira rotzenach reveinu maginoi, said the opposite. Trash lios pichin baterik emaisoi. Your son will steiger to be so great that other people try and run after him and they won't reach him. But he'll be tremendous. V'tavayu isnayu, and the both is true. Cholish v'gomir. V'tavayu isnayu, cholish v'gomir. And both things are true. He's going to be very weak, but a gomir is going to learn also. And he boys him another teretz. I'll tell you how the kochish, how the bori. One is where he's weak, then you shouldn't bring him in. Where he's healthy, how the bori. When he's healthy, then you could bring him in. Then it's a good thing to do it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.